Okay, from the Black Mike Studios in Northeastern Pennsylvania, here is Pops and Jakey T. Hey, how are you guys doing today? I hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving, ate a lot.
Yes.
So, eating leftovers.
Yes.
We like whole turkey sandwiches. So, what are we going to do first today,
Jake? We'll do some weird news stories. I was supposed to my Snapchat. We have two cameras. Well, we're using the Mac cameras. So if you look over there, you can see our faces better somewhat.
How come it's not over here? It's not over here now, huh?
What? It's on both. I use that for the.
Okay, no problem. Okay.
So we're on our website called UPI. I don't know if I should. Maybe I should move to the other corner. I'll move that over this way. There we go. Now we're good.
The Canadian Army celebrated the fifth birthday of a beloved polar bear at the Toronto Zoo.
He's a. He's an honorary master corporal.
Corporal, yeah. So, that's cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
This is the right website. This is how it looks now.
Oh, okay.
Stop showing me trailers at the bottom. They can't see him.
The Minnesota squirrel appears drunk after eating old pear.
Oh, that's good.
Who had been feeding the squirrels outside her home, shared a video of one of the animals acting drunk after eating apparently a fermented pear.
Loose boa constrictor found wandering in Madrid neighborhood.
Yeah.
Hammerhead shark circles oblivious swimmer in Florida.
Oh, look at that. Captured it on something.
Florida woman breaks Guinness World Record of Lego walking relay.
What does that mean?
Walking across like Legos open. You know how they hurt when you step on them?
Yeah.
Imagine walking on them.
2.4 miles.
Barefoot.
Over the pile of Lego bricks.
That's crazy. But congratulations, I guess, man. Deer steals hunter's gun, and flees in the woods. Hunter in the Czech Republic was charged by a deer that snagged a man's gun on its antlers and fled into the woods with the weapon. Man wins lottery.
Thanks to a rain canceling son's practice. I can't read that because that thing there. A British Columbia man who collected a lottery jackpot of more than $500,000. He had some unexpected rain and his son's appetite to thank for his good luck. Huh.
Man, for some other reason, we're taking up a lot of CPU.
CPU?
It's like, if it goes to a certain point, the stream won't work. It's in good condition. I turned off the other camera, it's still taking up 36.8%. That's what you're doing, you know.
Oh, because we're live here.
Yeah, we're recording twice. Hopefully it doesn't mess up the recording like I did last time. I turned off the second camera just in case.
Okay, what camera's working now?
This one.
Okay, so we know where to look.
Yeah. 12-year-old boy accepted the Georgia Tech seeks NASA career. Wow. He has big dreams, man. Hey, good on him. You know? Texas hospital performs complicated 10-person kidney swap.
That saved the lives of five people.
Hey.
World's deepest swimming pool. Look how deep that pool is.
148 foot deep. This thing, come on. A mysterious monolith was found in southwest Utah. A big metal, thick metal bar. As tall as the ceiling here. In the middle of the desert. It was sticking out of the ground in a rural area in the southwestern part of the state. Yeah.
They fell off of something.
The helicopter pilot saw it. He was like, what? He called it in. They landed and looked at it. It's like, this is the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life. Sandhill crane named Fraser released after treatment for golf ball injury. Expeditions to Earth's lowest point earned Guinness World Record.
A recent expedition to the Challenger Deep,
the deepest known point of the Earth.
All three
members of the expedition.
Oh, what's that?
Oh, wait, I missed it. Man breaks 1 mile basketball dribbling world record by 0.02 seconds. Wow.
Oh, he drove the basketball you, man, I guess.
Yeah, went for 1 mile.
Yeah.
He went. Happy Friday, Ashley. You've been subscribed for 3 months. You're on a 3 month streak of being subscribed to us at Tier 2. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ashley.
Happy Friday. Oh, man.
You have to work today.
Yeah, she has to think she's.
I thought she said she has to work 6 to 11. That's right.
11. I don't remember what it is. Whatever.
Look at an Australian man won a lottery job.
Bought nearly $400,000 on his late father's birthday. Oh, I'm gonna my soda.
Oh, he's the numbers his dad used 9 years earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Huh, look at that. I'm washed up on the beach.
Erosion from hurricane, real shipwreck. Wow.
Yeah.
I'll show you another page of this, then we'll go on to other stuff in the world. It,
yeah.
Canadian town post sign reading, do not let moose lick your car. Officials in the Canadian town are posting some very important instructions for local drivers. Do not let a moose lick your car. Worked to 6 to 11?
Look, that guy was blindfolded and he did that.
What?
Climbed onto a unicycle and managed 463 juggling catches while riding a unicycle. That's pretty good. What are you doing?
My friend wants to enter the giveaway. I put it on our Instagram.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You forgot to tell them. You wanted to tell them now while we're talking about it. Yes,
Friday. Okay, so we're doing giveaway, guys. Now, you enter by going on our Instagram, PopsJKZ, and commenting, I want to be entered in the giveaway. And you have a chance to win Cyberpunk 2077. Or
for any game console,
you have to
leave us know what you have,
and four gift cards for anywhere you want
for $25.
Yeah,
one of the four gift cards.
Yes, one of the four. That's what I mean. But
yeah, like
Arby's, Amazon, GameStop.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
Xbox, PlayStation. The only one that's not a $25 one, if you wanted a Switch one.
A Switch or Steam, I think, is $20.
So, just to leave you know. So, yeah. Oh, look at that. Sounds like me.
Yeah, you wouldn't do a $3,000 tip. If you had enough money, you would actually. But customer orders one beer, leaves $3,000 tip.
I wonder if that's a mistake.
Yeah. I feel like he was trying to be generous, but
oh no, I don't know.
But no, it couldn't have been, because look, he put the total in. It's $3,762 whatever 20 cents.
A beer is $7. What a rip off. Go ahead.
Oh, because it's
I know, I haven't bought beer at a club. Oh, look at that.
How do you enter? Ashley, you say you want to be entered.
Yeah, we'll enter you, Ashley. Yeah. That's no problem. So leave us know, girl.
Florida man wrestles puppy from jaws of hungry alligator. Websites offering $2,500 to watch 25 holiday films for 25 days. You could definitely do that.
I could do that because I must have watched 100 already.
Oh, let's see. How do you enter? And you'll get a year-long subscription to any service you want. HBO Max, Apple TV, Amazon Prime. Enter? I think you got to reviews.org.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. Well, okay. So, yeah, I watch the movies they give you.
Alf, It's a Wonderful Life, The Polar Express, Home Alone.
In a 25-day period. That period. And you have to complete a questionnaire of each film to do it. All right, let's sign you up right now. We're signing Pops on right now. All right.
Where are you going to get the movies from?
You had to buy them yourself, but you get. All right. Timothy Tomek. I got my email. Yes. Why do you feel you're the right person for the holiday movie dream job?
200 words or less, because I watch every holiday film on.
I watch every
Christmas movie
on Hallmark. I also enjoy other Christmas movies such as Elf.
And I saw it. I must have watched at least 50 so far. You know it.
Mm-hmm.
I watch them for hours.
Yeah. I also enjoy other Christmas movies such as Elf and stuff like that.
Yeah. We have the tape, Elf.
I love Christmas. I feel like I've already watched 50 and it's not even Christmas time.
Right. I watch them every day. Probably three a day or something.
Watched 50 already. I at least watch three a day. Three Christmas movies a day.
Okay.
All right, now let me just capitalize my I's, dot my P's, you know. I.
Okay.
And capitalize this I. All right. Yes, by clicking submit, you agree to the terms and conditions of this dream job privacy policy. Oh. Hope this ain't private or anything.
What would I know? What do you have to fill out?
Yeah, I don't know. I had this. Well,
hey,
I'm gonna press submit.
How did you hear about this online?
Another website. Where's home?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
What is that?
Do you follow us on Twitter? No. Maybe I should say yes and lie.
Next page. One of four pages.
That's a small one. Oh my gosh. If you would rate your state, how many stars would you give it? Four.
Yeah.
Explain why you gave this star rating. It's cold.
It has all four seasons.
You get snow every year. I'm saying that has all four seasons. I'm going to 5-star.
Why 5?
Okay.
Never give nothing 5.
What's your favorite holiday movie?
Let me see.
Charlie Brown Christmas, Christmas Carol, Christmas Story, Arthur Christmas.
Elf.
What's your least favorite holiday movie? A Charlie Brown Christmas, A Christmas Carol, Christmas Story, Arthur Christmas, Christmas with the Cranks, Deck the Halls, Elf, Four Christmases, Frosty the Snowman, Home Alone.
I never seen Four Christmases.
The original How the Grinch Stole Christmas, It's a Wonderful Life, Jingle All the Way, that's a good one. Claus, Last Holiday, Love Actually, Miracle on 34th Street, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, Rise of the Guardians, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, The Grinch, 2018, I haven't seen that one, The Holiday. Muppet Christmas Carol.
What do you think is the worst?
I don't know, dude. I like all these. I like all these movies. Even the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I'm just going to put other. There is really no bad Christmas movie.
Right. They don't have the point.
Yeah. Do you currently pay for cable TV?
No. Hit no.
Well, actually, we do pay for cable TV. We have Friendly TV.
That's not cable.
Oh, streaming. Here we go. 10 hours you stream. You stream at least 10 hours a day.
How many hours do you spend streaming?
I put 10.
Day?
Hulu, Netflix, you have Hulu, Disney Plus.
Amazon Prime you have?
Yeah.
YouTube.
HBO Max.
YouTube TV.
Don't we? No. Fubo. Apple TV, NBC Peacock. Other. Friendly. Did you spell it? Friendly?
Yeah.
I'm gonna look at that. I just want to make sure it's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you're. I think it's called Friendly TV. Anything else? Sling? No. Philo? Apple TV? I have Peacock, but I don't pay for it. So I use the free version.
Oh, okay.
All right. Submit.
What's wrong with that question?
Oh, here we go. I put 0 for watching cable TV. There we go. All right.
Okay, we tried that.
Yeah, so now my application closed on December 4th. So I wanted to get it done before that. Now we're good. All right. Now, I'm going to put the ad in, and we'll be right back.
Okay, oh, you guys.
I'm starting to lag, I can tell. All right.
Okay.
And we're back. Buddy,
okay, we're back with you guys, and we were talking online there, telling them Christmas is coming soon.
So we're going to do a quick little thing for the end, because, you know, I don't really know what else to talk about.
How about, did you look up any movies?
Yes, I have my brain.
Okay, let's look up that.
Oh, my gosh. It's so slow. All right. Ear. She's right here.
So. Oh, the same movie last week.
Yes, this is no news coming out because of COVID.
I am Big Bird.
That's about the.
What the heck is that?
The guy about that plays Big Bird.
It's about, oh, really?
It's about how he played Big Bird.
I never heard of that.
Yeah.
Parenthood. Didn't they have one before?
Parenthood? That's not new. That's old.
That's what I thought. Bourne Identity. I just watched it the other night.
Did you?
Why, what? What's that hillbilly thing? Tell him to go back. What? What?
Wait, guys. Remember that Stardust movie? The reviews are in. It has a 17% critic score and an 11% audience score. What did I say was going to happen?
Oh, that's the one about David Bowie. Yeah, they didn't get no permission to do it.
Yeah, what did I say? It was going to be a piece of garbage. And get with these reviews. I want to read the reviews. I'm kind of interested now.
Okay.
See score details. 5 rated fresh. Top critic. One top critic rated fresh. 10 out of
1. What does fresh mean? Good.
Yeah, one rated them good. The movie good. The other 10 rated it rotten. And then 30 reviewers. 5 rated it fresh. 25 rated it rotten.
And didn't know like comments on it.
That's what I'm trying. I wish I could see them. I'm not renting this movie. I don't support. Oh, right here. The portrayal of Bowie is trying to the viewer. His character is either a stumbling, fumbling, fawn-eyed space cadet or articulate, erudite conversationalist, depending on Ranger's whim. A rock star biopic without the music of said rock star ends up being a pointless exercise. Exactly.
Yeah.
When it comes to revealing something new about its subject, Stardust sadly lacks insight into the art. As Bowie takes everything in, the dingy motel room's unappreciative audience, his expression to convey the obvious. He wishes this was better. It is hard not to have the same reaction to Stardust. Good. You know what? Lacking the real life David Bowie's music. Wow. They must have made their own songs for the movie.
What?
They probably made their own songs for the movie.
Bobby.
Gosh. All right. Well, I told you to be bad. So yeah, no permission. Yeah. I was like, what's the point of making a biopic?
Okay, so what's number one movie this week?
Number one movie this week?
Rocketman.
No, don't even say that.
Stardust.
Popular streaming movies right now is Run. Never heard of that.
Never heard of that.
I can't watch the trailer, they'll get copyrighted. Oh, it's a Hulu original.
Oh. Well, it's pretty good ratings. Not that bad.
What even? I don't know what it's about. An isolated teen discovers her mother's sinister secret.
Oh.
Is it a scary movie or maybe a thriller? It's a thriller right there.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So, now what do you want to talk about?
Oh, boy. So,
what?
The Mandalorian. Now, this is the best Star Wars show on television. I mean, it's well acted. It's well choreographed. It's well everything, all right?
Came out in 2019.
That's last season.
Oh.
Season, was it chapter 12? This is the newest episode. I think it's chapter 12.
Said 13.
Wait, no. Wait. Not this. It's not.
Oh, God, 95%.
Wait. What episode is it? Shit. Well, anyway, the newest episode.
I thought it said 13.
That's 13 is the next episode.
Oh, wait, okay.
Wait. Yeah, it is 13
today.
Yeah,
it comes out today.
Yeah, I was right. Anyway, So there's no critic consensus. It just came out today. Well, anyway, this show is amazing. I will tell you that this show is one of the best shows I've seen in a while. It's all about this guy right here.
Who's he?
He's a Mandalorian. It's like they wear armor. It's like a certain, you know, it's a whatever. Oh. So anyway,
is he like a guard?
He's a bounty hunter. All right.
Oh, okay.
Taking on odd jobs and stuff. So in the first season, he was sent to kill what he was told was a 50-year-old person.
Right.
Right. So he went, stormed the place, killed everybody, found the person. Here,
a little kid.
It's a baby.
Oh.
It's like it's 50 years old, but it's like a baby. Like it's a 50-year-old person that can't talk or anything. It's like a baby.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did he kill it?
No. He took it. And there's another thing with him, like another droid, and the droid was going to kill it, you know, because it has no feeling. And he was like, he killed the droid. He was like, no, you're not going to kill this thing. I mean, it's a kid.
Yeah.
I don't, age or not, it's a kid. But anyway, that saying said, you know, they fought for the kid, you know, throughout the whole show. They fought for this kid. But
it's good, though.
It's a really good show. I mean, even if you don't like Star Wars, it's really good.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, new episode came out today. I watched it this morning. It is really good because it ties in characters from a show that I wouldn't have thought we were brought in.
What?
From an animated TV show I used to watch, Star Wars, The Clone Wars. Now, this show has been running, well, it was running from like 2008 to 2014. Then it got canceled by Cartoon Network, and then Disney picked it up again for the last season. So they finally added from that show Ahsoka Tano, which is a person that was just made for that show, just animated or whatever.
Oh, really?
This is how she looked in the show, you know, orange skin, you know, wow. You know, because it's a Star Wars show or whatever. But let me get to the picture of her, and that's how she looks in the Mandalorian TV show.
Oh, okay.
Which people. And in the first 10 seconds you see her, people were shocked that it was that quick. You saw her, like, instantly.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, she's played by, like, a really good actress, Rosario Dawson, who's been on a lot of different things in her movie career. But yeah, I gotta say, it's awesome. It's a good show. If you have
What's the Rotten Tomatoes give it?
92%.
Oh, that's good. That's a good percentage.
I know. And I think even the people give it, like, a 92%, 80%.
Okay.
It's all around, like, show. It's good. It's good for family. It's good for, if you like science fiction.
Oh yeah, okay.
And it has good actors in it. You know, it has an all-star cast. I mean, the guy from Breaking Bad that played, what's his name, Gus. You know, the guy that made the fried chicken. He plays the bad guy of the show.
Oh, okay.
Who's like a jerk, and you want to see, you know, get killed by the guy, main guy. There's gonna be what, 3 more episodes? Yeah, 3 more.
Yeah.
Awesome. It is better than the first season. Yeah, it is so far. It is so far better than the first season.
Okay.
All right. You want to call it a night? Well, okay. We'll be back home to play games.
Yeah, we'll play games at 4 o'clock.
All right, yeah.
We'll play a game. We'll try to keep it going today.
Yeah, so I don't know why it's doing.
We're having a hard time. But, you guys, take care. Have a good night.
We'll see you
if you don't see us on the TV. Remember to enter our contest. Watch
Restaurant Junkies.
I don't know why I say Junkyard Junkies. Restaurant Junkies, and watch us on YouTube and Twitch.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
All right, guys.
Okay, good. Bye.
Bye, everybody.